U.S. For the first time in two decades, the United States has dropped out of the world's top 10 most powerful passports, signaling a shift in global mobility and influence. According to the latest Henley Passport Index, which ranks passports based on the number of destinations their holders can visit without a visa, the U.S. now ranks 12th, sharing the spot with Malaysia. The index is compiled by London-based firm Henley & Partners using data from the International Air Transport Association, IATA. Just a decade ago, the U.S. passport topped the global list. In July this year, it slipped to 10th place, and now it has fallen further behind, marking its lowest position since the index began. Asian countries continue to lead the world in travel freedom. Singapore holds the top spot, with visa-free access to 193 destinations, followed by South Korea with 190 and Japan with 189. Christian H. Kellen, chair of Henley & Partners and creator of the index, said the decline reflects broader global trends. The weakening strength of the U.S. passport goes beyond rankings. It highlights a fundamental shift in global mobility and soft power, he said. Analysts say the fall coincides with years of tightening U.S. immigration and travel rules, many of which began under the Trump administration. Policies initially aimed at curbing unauthorized migration have since extended to broader restrictions on tourism, foreign workers, and international students. Reciprocity also plays a crucial role. While U.S. citizens can travel visa-free to 180 destinations, the United States grants visa-free access to only 46 nationalities. Several countries have cited this imbalance as grounds for limiting entry to Americans. In April, Brazil ended visa-free access for citizens of the U.S., Canada, and Australia, citing a lack of reciprocal treatment. Meanwhile, China and Vietnam have expanded visa-free entry for other nationalities but excluded the U.S. Henley & Partners noted that countries offering wide travel freedom to their citizens but maintaining strict entry policies for others, including the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, have seen their passport power stagnate or decline in recent years.